大家平安。
Peace to everyone.
好，那我们下午我们来谈一个大家非常熟悉的故事。
And this afternoon we shall discuss the story which we are all very familiar with.
是那个大卫跟哥利亚的故事。
The story of David and Goliath.
那这个是记载在这个撒母耳记上的第十七章。
And this is recorded in 1 Samuel chapter 17.
我们教会很多的宗教教育都有所谓的宗教教育周了哈，宗教教育宗教教育日哈。
And most churches we have the religious education day.
那有些班级就会想要用话剧哈，用那个演戏来演这个圣经的故事。
And this is a day where the religious education classes.They will perform, and often they will use the play a skit as their performance.
就曾经到一个教会，然后刚好碰到他们的宗教教育日。
And I was pastoring at a church, and it was their RE day.
那个少年班就在表演大卫跟哥利亚的故事哈。
And the upper primary class was performing the skit, a play of David and Goliath.
他们就找一个比较壮的小弟兄，然后上面就背一个比较弱小的小弟兄哈。
And they will get one of the young brothers in the class who are a bit taller and one that is a bit shorter.
然后就两背着这样那个哇就很高哈，两公尺高了哈，两公尺以上了哈。
So they will get two kids and they will stack on top of each other, so that will become very tall.
然后你走这个走路就这样子咚咚咚咚咚这样走进来，大家都觉得很好笑。
And they would on top of each other, they would walk into the room, and it is very funny.
好，那小朋友在表演的时候，大家就觉得这个故事很有趣。
And we see the children, they play, and it was very interesting.
因为我们没有曾经在那个战场过，所以没有感觉到那种战场的这种残酷跟压力啊。
We've never experienced in a battlefield, so we cannot imagine how cruel and brutal it is.
所以有时候当我们在看圣经，在看他们打仗的时候，我们总是觉得说这是个故事而已了。
And so when we are reading the Bible and reading the story, we always just think that it's a story.
然后呢，慢慢等到年纪变大，慢慢年纪比较长的时候，遇到事情比较多哈。
And as we get older, we have experienced different things.
那我们就可以慢慢感受到，其实有时候我们日常生活所碰到的事情，就好像征战一样啊。
And the things that we encounter, the difficulties we encounter in our daily lives, is like a battle.
譬如说我们曾经有个慕道朋友
And for example, there was a truth seeker.
他参加那个教会的这个聚会，那他们有查经聚会嘛？
And they attend the church's Bible study, the service.
那个这个 lady 哈，她在刚好她那段期间参加，都在讲这个所谓的从撒母耳记直到列王记这种很多征战的事情。
And this truth seeker, she was attending.The Bible studies, and the Bible studies, they were on studying the book of Samuel and book of Kings, and there's a lot of battles described in this passage.
每次他就碰到那种征战，他就觉得说，哇，这个，他就觉得这个好像对跟他没什么关系，觉得没什么意思啊。
And reading about all these battles and wars, she felt that this is not related to her life.
那后来他面对了一场所谓的官司哈。
And later she was involved in a legal battle.
那在这个官司过程蛮长的一段时间哈。
And during this court case, it dragged on for a very long time.
后来他官司结束了，他是胜的啊，他是胜的。
And in the end, she won the court case.
那结果他就说分享说，哦，这段在面对官司过程就像一场征战啊。
And she described during this legal process, it was like a battle, a war.
那个时候他在回头看这些圣经当中就为这些征战的时候，他就可以感受得到。
And later she read the Bible again about these passages describing war. She can experience it. She can relate to it.
哥利亚是圣经描写哥利亚的身高，我们这样算算，大概是297公分呐、
啊。And the Bible described the height of Goliath, and converted today's centimeters is about 297 centimeters.
啊，当然你在打仗之后，你面对面哦，那他这么高大，然后大卫这么小哈、哦，然后这是一个不对等的征战哈。
And facing such an opponent, this is not an even fight.
啊，那但是最后大卫是打胜仗啊。
However, David won in the end.
啊，那有时候我们所碰到的困难就像哥利亚一样。
And sometimes the difficulties we encounter, they are like Goliath.
就不知道该怎么要战胜，然后不知道该怎么熬过去。
You don't know how to overcome, how to defeat such a foe.
撒母耳记上十七章，非利士人是主动来打仗的。
So in 1 Samuel chapter 17, the Philistines came to attack the Israelites.
这些之前你可以看到扫罗带的这个以色列民其实都是打胜仗，也包括那个非利士人。
And before this chapter, we can see King Saul, he led the Israelite army, and they are victorious wherever he goes.
这次非利士人敢主动征战，跟哥利亚有关系。
And the Philistines, they are starting the war this time. It's related to Goliath.
到第三节，你可以看到他们打仗是两军刚好在两个山头，然后他们互相对望着。
So in verse 3, we can see the two armies. They were stood on a mountain on opposite sides.
那个时候呢，这个哥利亚就站在这个山谷这边，然后就叫对方说：“你派一个人来打仗，然后。”也就是一对一的解决，来代表全队的战胜或战败。
So there was a valley between the two armies, and now the Philistines, Goliath, stood out to challenge anyone to fight with him from the Israelite side.
这个是在古时候战争常常发生的哈。
And this is a very common occurrence in the old battles, ancient battles.
怕有时候战争之后大家会损失惨重，所以用这种一对一的方式来代表全体。
They don't want to have too much casualties and losses on both sides, therefore they will solve the matter with a duel.
但是这个哥利亚第四节说他的身高、哦、我们换算现在大家可以理解就是297公分了、啊。
So, Philistine, we say that his height is about 297 centimeters.
那第五节说他那个盔甲、哦、重、哦、就57公斤、哦。
And verse 5, it describes his armor. His armor weighed 57 kilograms.、
哦、你想想看，我们搞不好我们在座有些姐妹都还可能50公斤都不到、哦。
And probably many of our sisters doesn't even weigh that much.
穿上那个盔甲都比我们在座搞不好有些小孩姐妹还重很多。
This armor is heavier than a lot of our sisters and our children.
他拿的那个枪、哦、那个打仗的枪就七公斤、啊、
And the spear that he carries, the javelin, is 7 kilograms.
所以你就知道这个你这么而且你这么会战争的人又这么高大，站在你 面前，大家都怕。
And so this giant standing in front of you, I think anyone would be afraid.
所以十一节这个就谈到这个扫罗和以色列众民看到这个非利士人听到他们所讲的话，他就很害怕。
So verse 11 describes Saul and all Israel heard the words and they were very afraid.
因为这个哥利亚就说你派一个人来出来。打了，如果我输的话，就做你仆人；如果你输，你们就做我的仆人。他意思是这样哈。
Because Goliath he challenged the Israelites. If you send someone out to fight with me, if I win, I will be your servant. If you win, I will be your servant. If I win, you will be my servant.
没有人敢出来啊。
But no one dares to come out.
你想看297耶，那个真的是这个真的是很高大哈。
And he saw that 297 centimeters is so tall.
我有一次在看那个 NBA 的篮球赛、哦、
And once I was looking at the NBA basketball match.
个很有名的这个球员哈，他身高大概是191啊哈，191。
And there was a very famous basketball player. He's about 191 centimeters tall.
啊，那这个篮球比赛呢，那有一个中锋哈，他们这个另外一个队中锋就235公分，他在下面感觉像小孩一样，差距很大。
And however, he was faced an opponent who is 235 centimeters tall, and this 191 centimeter player just looked like a child.
哎，他这样手伸出来哦，就快到篮筐了，根本就很难打了哈。
And he just had to stretch out his hand, and he can reach the ring. It's very hard to beat.
所以扫罗虽然高一个人，高中了一个人头，但是他也不敢出来征战。
And so he was a head taller than the rest, but he was afraid to come out to fight.
是在当时哈，那个亚纳人，这个是亚纳的后代，这个巨人后代并不是没有哈，虽然不是很多，但是还是有的哈。
So Goliath come from the descendants of these giants. They're not very quite rare, but they exist.
为什么之前在十四章你会看到这个扫罗哇，这个带领大家打仗都不怕，但是到这个时候他害怕了。
And in chapter 14, previous chapters, you see Saul led the Israelites to fight, and he was not afraid, but now he is afraid.
最主要就是第十六章第十四节说神的灵离开了扫罗。
And what's important is recorded in Samuel chapter 1 Samuel chapter 16, the Spirit of God has left Saul.
因此当神的离开扫罗的时候呢，他就没有这种所谓从神来的那个力量。
Because of the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, he does not have the strength.
所以碰到这种比他还高的壮的这个士兵，他就很怕啊，勇士他就很怕了。
So when he encountered this soldier, which is bigger and stronger than he is afraid.
那时候他用了一些方法，什么方法呢？
So what did he do then?
就是二十五节哈，他谈到说，哎呀，就用告诉他说，如果谁能够把这个哥利亚杀了，我就把我女儿嫁给他，然后他的家人就是免税哈。
And so verse 25 in chapter 17, Saul says, whoever can defeat this Goliath, the king will enrich him with great riches, give him his daughter, and give his father's house exemption from taxes.
好，这当时是一个很大的奖赏哈。
So this is great reward.
一下子可以做驸马爷哈，就做王的女婿哈，哇，这个很大的奖赏哎哈。
You marry the daughter of the king, this is a great reward.
但是呢，谁敢去？没有人敢去啊！
But no one dared to go out.
这种的情况，这个对峙的第十六节对峙了四十天了。
And this lasted 40 days.
所以你看到那个四十天啊，他们在那边不知道有两个军就卡在那边，然后每天看那个巨人在那边一直喊，在那边骂哈，都大家都没有办法啊。
So for 40 days, Goliath has been challenging the Israelite army and there's no one dare to come out to fight.
不知道大家有没有曾经碰到这种困难，就像这种两军对峙四十天的这种状态一样。
Don't know if you have encountered difficulties like these two armies they were faced up for 40 days.
就哇，这个就困难在那边，你也不能退，也不能离开，但是呢，又没办法前进。
You encounter these difficulties there, you cannot back out, but there's no way forward either.
一直在那个战场上呢，不能够离开哈。
And you are unable to leave the battlefield.
就像我刚才讲的那个慕道朋友一样哈。
Just like the truth seeker that I mentioned before.
他说每次那个法官哈，要传讯他去出庭的时候，那个晚上他都根本没有办法睡觉。
She described every time the judge when it's time to go to court, she cannot fall asleep.
然后就是其实去法院也一天也不会太久时间，但他整个人就非常非常的压力很大很大。
And she was very, very stressed to go to court.
后来我们教会慕道，他就祷告神说，神啊，能不能让我早点这些事情快结束啊。
And she would pray when she comes to church, God let this matter finish soon.
所以在慕道了一段时间，哎，这个他的这个官司就结束了。
And while she was truth seeking, her legal case finished.
那所以说我这个你不要以为只有发生在过去3000年前所发生的事情，你一样同样的事迹发生在我们身上。
So don't think that these battles happened 3,000 years ago. We also encounter similar situations today.
那这场战争最特别的就是有一个小男生哈，就叫做大卫哈。
And in this story, in this battle, there was a small, person, David.
有人估计说他那个时候应该还没有20岁哈。
And some people estimate he was not yet 20 years old.
可能只有十几岁而已啦哈。
He's just a teenager.
因为第一就是说42节说到他说他的棉这个棉色光红哈，意思说没有什么胡须啦，哇，很看起来就很年轻的样子。
Yeah, verse 42, the Bible described he was only a youth, ruddy and good looking.
那第二个就是他是全家当中年纪最小的哈。
And secondly, he was the youngest child in his family.
那根据他们在民数记的经验，一般他们出去打仗都是要20岁以上。
And also, from the recordings in Numbers, you need to be over 20 to join, to go to fight, to a war.
根据这些讯息来看，那可能大卫那个时候只有十几岁而已，可能就是像一般的年纪这样。
So it's safe to say, David, he was still a teenager when he went, on the battle.
那因为他们的家哈，离这个战场离他们的家离伯特利啊，不对，伯利恒，不过他们的家蛮近的。
And the battlefield is quite close to where David's household live in Bethlehem.
所以他的爸爸就跟他说啊，就带一些食物给你哥哥吃了哈。
And so the father told David to bring some food to his older brother who is a soldier in war.
可以的话就跟哥哥们要一封信回来报平安，让爸爸比较安心一点这样。
And you can ask your older brother to write a letter to say that they are well.
刚好就在他到那个地方的时候。
So when David went to the battlefield,
就刚刚好碰到这个哥利亚出来又在讲话。
And he saw Goliath was out challenging the Israelites.
如果哥利亚没有在那边大声讲话，在亵渎神的话，我看大卫大概也不会去参与这个事情。
If the Goliath he was not challenging and blaspheming against God, then David would not get involved.
想看这哥利亚不是8个小时站在那边一直讲话讲8个小时很累的哈。
And Goliath was shouting for half an hour, and it's quite tiring.
有时候骂一骂，坐下来休息，然后喝个水，吃个东西，然后再站起来再骂一骂，哈。有时候这个时间点就是刚刚好，这个大卫过去的时候。
And so he might, be cursing the Israelites and take a break and continue. And David encountered this.
但是当大卫在讲说，怎么会有让这样子的人，这个未受割礼的人，这样向神的军队叫骂的时候，当大卫在问这句话的时候，哈。
So David, he asked, why do they let this uncircumcised person to be cursing God?
你会发现以色列人他们的回答哦，他们没有回答大卫问的问题，他们只回答说哦，只要谁能够杀了他，就可以做王的女婿啦，就可以家里免税的。人家回答是回答他这样问题哈。
But the Israelites, they did not answer David's question, but they just said, oh, this is the king's reward for whoever can defeat.This Goliath.
所以你看到那个角度不一样，大卫想的想法怎么可以让这样子没有受割礼的像神的军队这样叫吗？大卫的角度是这样子哈。
So we can see from David's perspective, he was like, why are we letting this uncircumcised Philistine to defy the armies of God?
但其他人的想法是说，哎呀，我们要怎么打真希望能够打胜仗，我们就可以变成王的女婿。有些人他们其他的想法是这样子哈。
But the other Israelite soldiers, their thinking is whoever can defeat this Philistine, this Goliath, they will be rewarded by the king.
有时候我们面对的困难，为什么没有办法克服？是因为我们想太多他利益的问题。
Sometimes we encounter a problem and we think too much about our gains.
我要怎么样在这个征战当中得到利益？哈。
And how do we profit? Achieve and gain from this battle.
啊，在这个困难当中，困难过后之后，我能够得到什么？
What can I receive from this battle？
我们请看一下这个马太福音哈。
Let's turn to Matthew。
马太福音的第十九章。
Matthew chapter 19。
十九章二十七。
Chapter 19 verse 27。Matthew chapter 19 verse 27. Then Peter answered and said to him, See, we have left all and followed you. Therefore, what shall we have?
我们承认彼得他为了跟随耶稣就放弃了所有，这个是事实。
We know that Peter, he did indeed left everything to follow Jesus.
但是为什么他们在这三年多当中，你看不出来他们跟有不一样的地方？
And in these 3 years, what have they? What is different?
没有，就是还是一样，他们还是一样啊。
But after 3 years, everything is still the same.
一样，会害怕哈。
They are still afraid.
一样担心着没有吃饭哈。
They are still afraid they have nothing to eat.
主耶稣可以变变饼让五千人吃饱，他们还是很担心，还烦恼哈。
Jesus can feed and 5,000, but yet they are still worried.
好，听到主耶稣要到这个耶路撒冷受死，彼得就阻止哈。
And after hearing Jesus is going to Jerusalem to die, Peter tried to stop Jesus.
原因就是在这个关键，就是说我能够得到什么，我们能得到什么。
So the key is what they see is what can they receive.
所以有时候我们不能够克服困难，就是因为我们一直想要我要得什么东西。
Sometimes we cannot defeat, overcome the problem because we keep thinking, what can we gain from this?
当然有人说这个大卫在这个时候因为年纪比较小，没有想太多，比较理想主义，我们承认可能是这样子。
And some people may say, David, he is young and naive and he is idealist.
这有时候我们真的很多事情就是要回到单纯，你有时候把得到什么东西这个东西先放开。
And perhaps there is a point in that, but likewise, we today have to be more simple and not think too much about it.
这就是大卫跟一般人不一样的地方。
That's what's the difference between David and others.
那我们再看回来这个撒母耳记上第十七章。
And let's turn back to 1 Samuel chapter 17.
当然后来他的兄长听到他讲话的时候就非常生气。
And David's older brother, they heard David and they were very angry at David.
你来这边干嘛呢？好，那你这个旷野当中养，你交托给谁呢？好，就责骂他，大哥就责骂他了哈。
So the David's oldest brother rebuked David, saying, "Why did you come down here? And whom have you left those few sheep? What did you come down here for?"
那你看到后面说，我知道你的骄傲和你的心里恶念，你下来是为了要看战争啊，看热闹啊，要看战争，看热闹。
And then the older brother said, "I know your pride and the insolence of your heart, but you have come down to see the battle."
当然这个对大卫是很不公平的了哈。
And of course, this is not fair towards David.
二十九节，大卫说：“我做了什么呢？我来不是没有缘故的吗？”
Verse 29, David replied, "What have I done now? Is there not a cause?"
那个 cause 有些在 ESV 翻成 word， 就是说我难道不是只有一句话吗？那这个 NKJV 说难道没有理由的吗？其实原文都有这个意思了哈。
So in another translation, it says, "What have I done now? Is there not a word?" So this is both the meaning of this.
但是我觉得 NKJV 跟这个中文翻的我比较喜欢呐哈。
But I like the New King James Version and the Chinese Version better.
这没有错，这个他翻译是说，我今天不是无缘故，这个大卫说，我不是无缘故来的啦。
David is saying that he did not come without a cause.
爸爸叫我带东西给你的啊，难道我这么爱来这边看征战哦？不是这样子的哈。
And I brought food as instructed by our father. I did not come here just to watch.
有一次我看到有一次我去参加聚会哈。
And once I was attending service.
就在这个讲台那个黑板就写说，我来岂不是没有缘故的吗？哈，有这么一个有这样的题目了哈。
And on the blackboard, the title of the sermon is "Is there not a cause that I come?"
那我在听那篇道理，他在强调 这个事件当中神是怎么样带领到大卫来、很特别巧妙的来参与这个征战。
So, in the sermon, it talked about how God has led David to come to participate in this battle.
他来本来不是征战，他来是要送东西来的，送饭包来。
He came to deliver bread for his older brother.
但是却 无缘故就加入到这个战争里面去了。
Yet somehow he entered the battle.
当然他是有准备的，他是有准备好的。
Of course he was ready.
他不知道他有准备好，但是神看到他已经准备好了。
He doesn't know that he's ready, but God knows that he is ready.
那我印象他讲最后就是结论就是说，我们信徒碰到一些事情的时候，你其实不是没有原因的啦。还要强调这个。
And I remember at the end of the sermon, the speaker was saying that sometimes we encounter problem, it is not without cause.
我觉得也蛮喜欢的啦，他讲的这篇道理我也蛮喜欢的。
And I quite like that sermon.
因此我用 这句话来想，那这个我们今天被神安排到这个环境，难道没有什么没有原因的吗？
So I thought about this phrase often, and sometimes when God put us in a situation, I ask myself, is it without cause?
神把你放在一个好像在征战对峙40天的这种苦难，难道没有神的原因吗？
God has placed you in tribulation for a period of time. Is it without cause?
Yeah, 有时候等到事情过后，我们才知道神的美意是神的意思原是好的啦，哈。
And after the incident, sometimes after the incident is over, then we realize that the will of God is good.
但有时候我们都很希望说事情都还没有过的时候，我们就希望神给我们答案，神偏偏不给我们答案，哈。
Often before the incident has finished.We wanted an answer from God.
为什么要考这个试？这么难，题目这么难。
Why is this exam so hard?
但是有时候神就是要操练我们这种交托的信心呐。我知道这个一定对我好处，虽然我不知道什么原因，但是我接受了，我就耐心等候。
But God wants us to learn to entrust in Him. So when we encounter something, we know that there is the will of God in it.
那大卫怎么去战胜这个哥利亚？
So how did David defeat Goliath?
其实我们先看大卫本身这个人的工作的态度。
So if we look at David, his work ethic.
所以你就不能够像他的哥哥说，他是来这边看热闹啦，只是少年讲了一些理想的话，其实应该不是这样子的。
So he is not like what his older brother described. He did not just leave his sheep in the wilderness. He did not come out of pride just to watch the battle.
你注意看那个第二十节。
If we look at verse 27.
当年他自己看守的羊，他就会安排好说，我要交给谁帮我看守。
He has entrusted someone to look after the sheep.
所以你可以了解，其实大卫他做事情是非常谨慎，非常有负责任的。
So we can see David, he is very responsible at what he does.
是这个他的大哥的怀疑其实是不正确的，但有时候我们就会像大卫一样被人家误会了。
And his brother's accusations is not correct. And similarly, sometimes we would also be misunderstood and accused by others.
你看被他被他大哥这样骂的时候呢，你看他并没有这样就发怒回家，没有这样。
And when the older brothers accused him, he did not get angry and go back home.
看到第三十节，他还是去问人家为什么会让这样子的哥利亚这样子的这样人向神的军队喊话，他继续针对这个事情来思考。
So verse 30, David continued to ask other people about the same thing. Why is this Goliath here?
他们有这样子跟他哥吵架啊，你有外来啦，我就送东西给你吃啊。他们有这样子。
Get upset, get angry with his older brother and leave back home.
所以有时候可能我们会陷在其中，原因就是我们的脑子被本来你目标是 A， 结果你被 B 搅扰之后呢，你忘记原来你在想 A 的事情。
So sometimes we have a goal, we set a certain goal, but then we are distracted by others.
这 有时候就好像那个约伯，他们他三个朋友在劝约伯哈。
Just like Job, his three friends are telling Job.
本来是帮助约伯要找出苦难的原因哈。
They were originally trying to help Job to find out why he encountered this calamity.
那结果到最后变成他们就根据约伯刚刚所讲的话，根据他讲的话那个当中，他们觉得不合理地方，这样然后提出纠正，提出责备这样。
And but then they ended up rebuking Job about what he said. They started arguing.
所以忘记说他们原本 的动机就是我要帮助我好朋友约伯找出你为什么会今天碰到的苦难，这个目标跑掉了啦。
They had originally had the goal.To help Job, to find out what he did wrong and why he encountered all these things.
但是大卫不会哦。
However, David is not like that.
他整个目标就是说，为什么这个哥利亚可以这样子骂阵？这个不合理啊！这个在神的军队是不可能发生这个事情的。
So his goal, his thoughts did not waver. He thought about why, how this person can stand there to curse the king, the living God.
并没有因为他哥哥的骂他，所以他放弃他的目标，继续去询问，继续去来想该怎么解决。
His goal was not distracted, but just because he was rebuked by his older brother, and he pursued in how to solve the problem.
那第二个就是后来大卫主动说他要来出战。
And later, second, David has said he will fight.
哇，大家都很怀疑啊！扫罗说这个哥利亚自小就是从小就是战士，就是他是职业的啊，是职业军人啊，你可以吗？这样。
And then everybody would be a bit doubtful because they said Goliath he is a soldier, he was trained.
我们往往都会讲说我们要倚靠神，这个是对的哈。
And we will often say to rely, to entrust to God.
这倚靠神其实是有一个脉络，它是有一个连续性的。
And to rely on God, there is a continuity.
34节大卫有解释他为什么敢这样做。
Verse 34, David described why he was able to fight.
当他在帮他爸爸牧羊的时候，有时候会碰到狮子，碰到熊这种野兽。
When he was tending the flock,sometimes they will encounter beasts like lions or bears.
35节说他会击打他们，然后把这个羊把他救回来。
And he will defeat these lions and bears and to rescue the lamb.
可见说他今天敢这样说出战，是因为他有过去这些经验。
And he was willing and he was able to go on the battlefield because of his experiences.
我们在讲我们要靠主的这个信心是累积性的信心，而不是突然间冒出来的信心。
So we need to rely on God, and we need to have the faith to rely on God. This faith is, it does not just suddenly appear out of nowhere, it is from our experience.
如果今天大卫整天在这个帐篷睡觉，突然间说我要去跟哥利亚征战，那个就是所谓的试探神冒险。
If all David does is just to sleep in his tent, and now one day he wants to fight for God,then that he is tempting God.
那神绝对也不允许这样子的事情发生。
God will not allow this to happen as well.
他那个信心是说，因为他平常刚开始看到熊，他也会怕啊，对不对？
And but you know, he has trained his faith. He encountered bears. He was afraid.
但靠着神，好，我就战胜这个熊跟战胜这个狮子。
But by relying on God, he was able to defeat bears. He was able to defeat lions.
靠神的经验一直累积到现在，他现在看到哥利亚，他就不会怕了。
Because he has relied on his experience with God, therefore today when he faced Goliath, he is not afraid.
所以当你在对碰到这种困难，好像都没有办法突破的时候
，and so when you are encountered with this difficulty,
那你就要开始回想过去，神过去给你累积什么样子的经验，让你去面对这样的困难。
So you have to ponder, to think back on what sort of things God has done for you in order for you to deal with this problem.
我个人也是有时候碰到一些很棘手的事情，让我觉得很痛苦的事情。
And sometimes I have also encountered very painful matters.
那我都会想说， 在过去什么时候，哎，神怎么样，碰到类似的事情，神怎么样帮助我？
And I would think back to myself how God has helped me through those difficult times in the previously.
那这样去想有个好处是说，至少我现在所碰到的困难就不至于太害怕。
And if I think back like this, I would not be afraid of the current problem as much.
那我后来也有一个感受说，神让你碰到困难，他不会说一下子让你碰到这样子。
And when God let you encounter problems, He will not let you encounter a huge problem straight away.
前面先训练你，让你小考，没事，考了一阵子之后才让你碰到大的考试。
You will probably encounter a list of small problems first that you overcome, and then you will encounter the difficult problem.
我以前在神学生的时候
，When I was a theological student.
我看到那些连总的传道，哇，他都常常的不在家，我都心想说，哇，这个怎么，这个他们怎么克服的哈。
And when I was still a student, I look at the preachers of the International Assembly that they are rarely home, and I always thought to myself, how do they overcome this problem?
那我总是觉得说，哦，最好自己不要成为这样子。
I always thought to myself, I hope.I won't end up like that.
但是神给每个人道路不太一样了哈。
But God has given each of us very different paths.
我来澳洲的工作模式就跟这些连总传道蛮像，就是比较少在家里哈。
And when I come to Australia, then my work schedule is like these IA preachers.
那但是呢，神并没有说我出来做传道就马上给我碰到这样子的状况环境啊。
So I'm not often home, but when I first graduated as a preacher, I did not encounter this issue.
那时候如果碰到，我就大概撑不住了，怎么办？哇，就会没有办法工作下去啊。
And if I encounter this at the very start, this problem, then I might not be able to continue.
你回想说，哎，其实神是慢慢训练，到最后，哎，时机成熟了，才让我换到这样的工作的模式。
So I thought back to myself, God trained me gradual by gradual so that now I'm able to be accustomed to this work schedule.
所以我后来想想，这真的是譬如说我以前在纽西兰，后来回到台湾，我因为注目的教会都是在家里附近，所以我都每天回家嘛。
And like after New Zealand, I would pass through New Zealand, I went back to Taiwan andThe churches I pastor is near where I live, so I was able to return home every night.
后来呢，这个在我要来澳洲之前的前面两年，我就回去神学院继续去读书。
And before I came to Australia, I was studying further for another 2 years at a theological college.
那时候我就又两年时间，就是不是每天回家哈，一个礼拜才能回去一次。
So for the two years, I might only go home once a week.
我想回去睡觉了，我讲这个意思哈。
When I go back home, as in staying the night.
那但是那哎，这个结束这个课程，我就来到澳洲了哈。
And after I finished my studies, I came to Australia.
所以我就很能够就说很快就进入到这种的工作的模式哈。
And I was quickly got accustomed to this work schedule.
好，那如果说我当初从纽西兰直接到澳洲的话，我看我可能当时是没有办法应付的。
And if I came from New Zealand, and then to Australia straight away, I probably won't be able to get used to the work schedule.
所以我要强调说，我们依靠神是一定是要的，这个是没有错的哈。
So I want to emphasize that yes, we rely on God.
依靠神是经验的累积，而不是突然间的依靠。
But we rely on God based on the accumulation of our experience. We do not suddenly just rely on God.
像这个大卫，他是先倚靠神打死狮子、打死这个熊的经验累积之后，他才敢靠着神来打死哥利亚。
So David, he had the experience by relying on God to kill bears and lions. Therefore, now he has the confidence, he can rely on God to defeat Goliath.
另外一个就是说，第40节说他是用他最熟悉的方法跟工具。
Verse 40, he used himself of the most familiar methods.
因为本来这个扫罗给他穿他的什么战衣啊什么，哇，穿不惯啊，他没有办法穿的，他没办法不习惯啊哈。
So in verse 38, Saul tried to put on armor and this heavy weapon for David.
神就是透过这大卫一个，他有一个新的方法、新的挑战、新的一个战争的模式哈。
And however, David did not use those through. God let David use a new method.
Okay, 你看到他拿那个甩子哈，这个石头这样甩就打到这个哥利亚的额头嘛哈。
So he used this a sling and to use stones to throw at the Philistine, to Goliath.
那他倒在地上，再过去打他，然后再拿他的刀就又杀他这样哈。
So after he struck this pebble with the sling on David.On Goliath, and Goliath fell down, and David was able to go up to Goliath to defeat him.
那这个就是他以前怎么样去面对这些野兽的方法哈。
And that is the same way he was able to defeat the animals.
那这个很特别，就是因为哥利亚很高啦，所以一般人绝对不敢去找他头部的这个弱点哈。
And Goliath was very tall. And normally, when we fight, we do not look for the weakness in the forehead.
因为你拿那个刀，你怎么这样挥都挥不到啊，对不对？他长那么高，对不对？
If you try to use a knife, you will not be able to even reach his forehead.
他很清楚知道，哎，我用我的平常熟悉的这个机旋哈，我就可以打到他的那额头这边。
So he knows that he uses the sling, which he's familiar with, and using the rock, he was able to hit Goliath's forehead.
这就是他在那擅长看到自己的长处跟经验、啊、
So he is able to look at his own experience.
所以我要强调的是说，当我们要面对这种克服的困难的时候呢，千万不要忽略掉自己神所给我们的长处。
And so what I want to emphasize is that when we encounter difficulties, do not ignore the strength that God has given us.
对啦，别人的方法当然是很好，我们可以参考，这是事实哈。
Of course, we can look at other people's methods as reference.
神在你身上一定有很特殊的一个智慧跟生活经验，这也是你可以去克服的去透过这些来去克服困难的一个很好的一个方法哈。
But God would have given each of us a way or strength to be able to overcome the problem.
那最后就是说、哦、你要依靠神、哦、还有就是说你要清楚自己的动机、啊、
And lastly, we rely on God and we need to know what our motivation is.
他在打仗没有想说、哦、我是不是可以去娶这个扫罗的女儿啊？我爸爸他们是不是可以免税？他不是在想这个事情、啊
When David was fighting Goliath, he was not thinking about if I win, I'll be able to get the king's reward.
因为他想46节很清楚说，我为什么要征战，就是要让人家知道说以色列有神。
And verse 46, David, he wanted to fight so that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel.
47节说，我不但让人家知道以色列有神，也知道神让人家得胜不是在乎刀剑。
And also, we want people to know that God let him defeat without swords.
Yeah, 你看我这种这么小的小孩，我就可以打败了哥利亚。这是依
靠。Okay, like teenagers like me, I was able to defeat Goliath.
Yeah, 那我想他的动机非常单纯，所以让他在这件事情当中呢，在面对的困难就很容易解决。
So his motivation is very simple, therefore he was able to overcome this problem.
所以说我们在碰到一直像对峙没有办法解决困难的这种情况之下，我们再回去想是不是我动机太复杂了。
And so sometimes when we are troubled with a difficulty, let's take a step and think to ourselves, have I made the motivation too complicated?
或是我们的目标太多了，目标太多了哈。
Or do we have too many goals?
我也是自己也是常常会想说、啊、不要想这么多，我先抓一个简单的目标去求神带领这样啊。
You know, sometimes I would tell myself I do not look at too complicated goal, and I just find a simple way and to rely on God.
所以说我们在 ADA 这位、陈姐妹、啊、感谢神，她的先生 也想要意愿报名受洗、啊、
And、for example, a brother tree seeker wants to apply to get baptized in January for her husband.
所以 有时候跟他们讲说、啊、你不要想太多，重点就是好，我们在下一次检查神能够保守，然后重点就是我们 的精神就放在要接受洗礼这件事情，这样好。
And tell them, don't think too much about how to go about it. Just keep this in your prayer.
然后因为你在想这个自己的病啊，想着哇，那个之后真的整个头脑都乱掉了哈。
Don't think worry about you're ill and you have all these problems. How are we going to overcome all these problems?
这个大卫他能够得胜， 他的动机单纯很清楚，他的动机是什么，这也是他得胜的关键。
So for David, he was just thinking, you know, his motivation is very simple, it's not very complicated.
他的工作的态度、非常认真、
His attitude of work is very hardworking.
他依靠神是从过去的经验一直累积而来的、
He rely on God based on his experience in the past.
使用他自己最熟悉的工具跟熟悉的方法来解决问题。
The most common tool to use, most familiar weapon, I mean, and his own method to defeat.
那他很清楚知道自己的真正这次征战动机在哪里。
And he knows what his motivation to fight is.
那我想要这个很简单的故事，然后跟大家做个简单的分享。
And I use this simple story to share with you.
好，我们一起来唱诗356首。
Let's sing hymn 356.